AI today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, noted auto journalist, author Ken Gross will be joining us to tell us about his latest book. Ken is one of the leading experts in all of the world when it comes to hot rods, and that's the subject of his book. We'll also talk to Ken about some of the new cars that he's driven in recent months. In hour number two, we're going to be joined also by an author of a very unusual new book about automobile interiors. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Jeff Bressler, our motorsports guy, our news guy. He'll be stepping up to the microphone with an update from the motorsports desk, all the racing news for you. Also, we'll have a gentleman joining us to tell us about a new product for mechanics and wannabe mechanics. It's a spark plug device. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's very unusual, and we'll hear all about it in hour number two of the program. In hour number three of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Jimmy DeFrank from the California Car Cover Company will be joining us, and also joining us will be a representative from an oil company called Redline, an oil company that I'm not super familiar with, so I'm looking forward to hearing much more about it. Along the way, we're going to throw in a trivia question or two. You can email us up or call us on our toll-free line. I'll remind you of our email address. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. Some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles, and by the way, this week's Automotive News Report is brought to you by Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. Kia, the Korean car company, has officially unveiled some new car plans, some future car plans, and one of the rumors circulating out of Korea is that the new Amante, which is the larger version of the Korea built sedans from Kia, is going to get a rear-wheel platform inherited from its cousin, and that is the Hyundai Genesis. Also coming from Kia is a new sport utility vehicle coming early next year, as well as hybrid power for the next Optima. The next Optima is scheduled for next summer. The move further advances Kia's aggressive makeover, which has been boosted lately by the Soul. Have you seen one of those? Kind of a Scion-looking vehicle, a youth market hatchback, and the recently launched Forte, that's a sedan, and the Forte Coupe, which they spell with a K, which is coming later this summer. And the Forte Coupe is actually a good-looking piece. Definitely keep your eye on the road for that one. General Motors has officially emerged from bankruptcy some 40-something days from officially declaring bankruptcy. A little bit earlier today, I was chatting with the vice president of Chevrolet, Mr. Ed Pieper, about the general mood within the company, as well as the thoughts he had on the emergency from bankruptcy. He thought it was pretty remarkable that a large company like General Motors was able to do so in such short fashion. However, when I asked him about the mood at the company, he still said it was a little bit tenuous. Lots of folks are worried about their jobs and who's going to be the boss. And speaking of bosses, one of General Motors' former big guys, the car czar himself, Bob Lutz, is going to be returning to General Motors, according to reports in the Detroit Bureau. This follows a prediction that I made, actually, not that long ago. I didn't think Bob would sit on the sidelines for very long. I expected him to either return to General Motors or to move on to another car company. Bob is 77 years old, but you would never know it in 100 years, and certainly automobiles just pulse through his veins. So I didn't imagine him parking it at this stage of the game. Speaking of General Motors, Buick has officially announced some new products for the future. Back in 2004, at the New York International Auto Show, they show a concept. They showed a concept, this vehicle drew inspiration from Harley Earl's 1938 Buick. So General Motors has planned a new Chrysler 300 beating rear drive four-door sedan. This is based on the Buick Velite concept, and that was the vehicle that debuted back in 2004. And by the way, the Velite concept vehicle was penned by a former Porsche designer. It will be interesting to see what platform they build this vehicle off, because General Motors pretty much canceled all of their other rear-wheel drive platforms, especially most notably the Pontiac G8 and some other upcoming future vehicles from General Motors, including a rear-wheel drive Impala. Those have been axe, but General Motors is saying that they're going to build this rear-wheel drive Buick. Will they build it in China, where Buick is one of the biggest selling nameplates, or will they go to their Australian cousin Holden, like they did with the GX8 from Pontiac, and bring forth a variant that way? But it's going to be interesting to see what's going to be happening with Buick. It's quite a turnaround for the company, which just some 4 or 5 years ago was rumored to be on the ropes. But General Motors has officially declared its core divisions going forward, and the core divisions for General Motors will in fact be Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Those are the official go-to divisions for Cadillac, with Pontiac getting the axe, with Hummer still up for sale, with Saab officially sold, and with Saturn officially sold. General Motors will pare itself down from some 6,000-plus dealers to some 3,000 dealers in the not-too-distant future, and they've already done so within the last 40-something days during this bankruptcy period. In other automotive news making headlines, the folks that have had the pleasure of driving the four-door sedan from Porsche called the Panamera have come away quite pleased. I was speaking a little bit earlier this week with one of the folks that had the opportunity to drive this vehicle, and this is, of course, the first four-door sedan from the legendary sports car maker. And the thing that surprises me the most about this vehicle is the overall size of it. It is reportedly bigger than the Porsche Cayenne sport utility vehicle, which would give this sedan from Porsche quite a large footprint indeed. Also making headlines in the world of automobiles this week, from Germany comes word that BMW is officially going to build yet another sport utility, or as they like to call it, sports activity vehicle. This one is going to be penned the X1, and we'll see that in the not-too-distant future here in the U.S. Also, future plans for BMW on the 3 Series front. The next generation 3 Series will debut for model year 2012. It's not that far off, and they're going to offer the full plethora like they do right now: two doors, four doors, retractable hardtop convertible, as well as M3 variant. But here's where the surprise is. BMW is going to build a five-door hatchback of the next generation BMW 3 Series. We're going to slide into pit row for a quick pit stop. When we come back on the other side, it's Ken Gross. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Get into my car.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're scheduled to be talking hot rods in this hour of the broadcast with noted auto journalist Ken Gross, but he's probably out driving his hot rod right now because we're having a little bit of trouble connecting with Ken. So Guess what that means? That means an opportunity for you and I to play a little bit of trivia. So write down the telephone number. Here it is, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The folks at Jaguars, or as they like to call themselves, Jaguar, unveiled a new XJ, their top-of-the-line sedan, and it is an absolutely gorgeous vehicle for model year 2010. That just happened a few days back. Jay Leno actually was the gentleman in attendance who was kind of the MC at the event. My colleague from Motor Trend, Todd Lassa, was there, and there's some wonderful video for you to check out at motortrend.com. But I'm going to ask you a trivia question right now about the original Jag XJ. What year did the original Jaguar XJ sedan come on the scene? This was a groundbreaking vehicle for its day because it was, there's no other way to say it, quite sexy for a sedan. It was the first generation of the Jaguar XJ sedan. What year did we see that? The telephone number, here it is. It's 800. It's 259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I tell you what we're going to do here on the broadcast. I haven't told you guys this yet, but we're collecting all the winners from the past a couple of weeks, and we're going to have a drawing, and the drawing's going to win a big prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy, the CEO, told me a little while back when I relocated to the GCN network that we would do this. So we're going to give away a significant prize, but in order to be eligible for that prize, you've got to call in and answer the trivia question, because we've already got a few people's names in the hat, so to speak. We want to add your name to that to pick up a prize that is valued between $50 and $100 from the Busted Knuckle Garage. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're looking for the year that Jag pulled the wraps off the original XJ. What year was that? Let me tell you about some of the other stories making headlines, and actually do a little calendar preview, because this time of the year it's very hard to keep a track of all the things going on. I'll suggest a few websites if you'd like. AutoGeek.com, the gentleman who actually does my website, AutoWorldRadio.com. Mr. Ken Zvokal does a great job in keeping track of all the local happenings. So if you log on to AutoGeek.com, you'll actually be able to see listings of local car happenings around the nation, local car clubs. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a town that has 500 people in it. Ken has got it listed there at AutoGeek.com. If you're interested in the grander scheme of things, I'll tell you about some of the highlighted events that will be coming up in the next month or two. And as a matter of fact, we'll be fortunate enough to be in attendance at a couple of these events. But beginning in the month of August, they're doing a whole slew of things in Detroit. Most notably, of course, is the Concours event, which is right at the first weekend of Detroit. I believe it's August 4th. And they're going to be doing their thing at the usual place, which is the Dodge Estate. It is the Meadowbrook Hall Concours d'Elegance, and it's always one of the great Concours events in all of North America. But the month of August, they're kind of calling Autopalooza in Detroit. While I was on the Hot Rod Power Tour back in the month of June, I did an interview actually with the director of tourism for the city of Detroit, and they're targeting just a whole slew of things automotive-wise, kicking off with Meadowbrook Hall, and there's some special events going on at the Henry Ford Museum. If you've never been to the Henry Ford Museum, I would certainly recommend it, because it is a great place, not only for all of you car guys and girls out there, but also for just history buffs in general, because they've got trains in there. They've got mock-up setups of kitchens and living rooms and bedrooms from different eras. You can see what a kitchen looked like in the 1920s compared to a kitchen from the 1950s. compared to a kitchen from the 1970s, compared to a kitchen of today. You can see all types of inventions because Henry Ford and his partners, so to speak, partners in crime and friends, they were all inventors. As a matter of fact, a bunch of them used to go camping together, including Thomas Edison and Harvey Firestone. So talk about some legends. And these guys used to hang out together, if you can imagine such a thing. So that's going to be happening during the month of August in the state of Michigan. Also happening in the month of August in the state of Michigan is the Woodward Dream Cruise. Here's an event I've been to, oh, at least three or four times, done broadcasts right from Woodward Avenue in Detroit. It's a grassroots thing. It was started by enthusiasts for enthusiasts. It really is not a commercial event. Yeah, a lot of the car companies in the past, of course, have spent lots of time and money promoting various things and having elaborate setups. But with the Detroit folks, all three actually dialing back here for 2009, I don't imagine a huge presence by any of the companies. Ford will probably have the biggest presence, as they generally have a charity event to benefit the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, and that is the night before the Woodward Dream Cruise. It always happens the third weekend in August, and if you've never been to it, it's hard to describe. Imagine 35 or 40,000 vehicles driving up and down Woodward Avenue, which is kind of a main drag in Detroit that goes from suburban Detroit right down into the heart of the city of Detroit. But the main part of the Woodward Cruise is a little bit further out when you get into the communities of, let's say, Birmingham and that area. That's where all the action is, and it is a sight to behold because anything on wheels is up for grabs. There's no rules. If you want to drive your vehicle in the Woodward Dream Cruise, you can do so, whether it's a modern car, classic car, whether it's an antique car, whether it's a homemade car, it doesn't matter. If it's a $100,000 car or a $100 car, you see them all, and it's just a big party. It's a one-day event, as I mentioned, the third Saturday in August, but actually begins 4 or 5 days beforehand. That's when the real serious folks start taking their heavy-duty machinery out of the garage and running it up and down the streets of Woodward. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you about what's happening in California in August. And we'll take your calls. This is Auto World.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know, by the way you parked your car sideways.
We got that trivia question out there, yet unanswered. We're looking for the year that Jaguar, or as it is properly said, Jaguar, introduced the first XJ this past week. They took the wraps off the next generation XJ for model year 2010, and it is a looker. But what was the year for the first XJ? Come on, all your listeners right out there in Boston listening on AM 1060, WBIX, the business station. Everybody in Pittsburgh listening on WPYT. We'd love to hear from you. Everybody in Iowa on KXEL. Everybody in Bowling Green, Kentucky on WKCT. And everybody on all of our other affiliate stations, we would love to hear from you right now. And if you get the correct answer, we're going to put you in that drawing, which is going to be happening in a couple of weeks, to win the big buck prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, we were scheduled in this hour to be joined by automotive journalist and author Ken Gross, who recently wrote The Art of the Hot Rod. So we're reaching out right now to one of Ken's colleagues and best friends, Lou Ann Hammond, to see if she knows where Ken is. Ken, do you know where he is? That's the question, Lou Ann.
I would imagine that if you aren't able to get a hold of him, it's only because he's on an airplane or something.
Yeah, or he's out driving and he forgot. He's driving one of his hot rods. Lou Ann is, of course, the CEO and founder of CarList.com. And what have you been up to? What's the latest and greatest? Have you checked out that new XJ?
I did. It's a beautiful car, just like all of Ian Callum's Jaguars that he's ever designed and the Aston Martins that he designed. He's just a wonderful designer and will go down in the Automotive Hall of Fame as one of the best designers of our time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they should have another home run on their hands with this one. Certainly the XF has done very, very well, and the X. K has done extremely well,
but I don't even know that how well something does is what is the whether the design is good or not, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's just that, first off, the economy is down. Second off, it's a very pricey car.
It is.
But, and sometimes one doesn't buy the car because of the design, or not buy it because of the design. I think the XF was a beautiful car, but it's tuned for a man, not for a woman. And I would have certainly purchased that car because of the design, but I just... The tuning on it was just too much for me.
Interesting, yeah. Well, styling always gets me. I'm a sucker for styling. So I'll I'll give up a lot for a beautiful-looking car. And you've got something really cool on your website right now, which we'll talk about, which is 71 vehicles under $15,000 and a little bit of something for everybody. 19 different makes, and you've got two doors. You got four doors, you got hatchbacks, sedans, and wagons, and the cheapest one starts at $9,970. And which vehicle is that, Luann?
That would be the Hyundai Ascent, the 2009 Hyundai Ascent, and there are still some of those on the road. So, you know, the thing is everybody wants to talk about the beautiful cars, and you can, you know, go to the buff books, the Road and Track, the Car and Driver, and all the Rob Report, and see those beautiful cars. But the reality is the economy is in the pits.
Oh, there's no question, yep.
So, you know, they're gorgeous cars, but let's get to the reality, folks. If you've only got a small amount of money to play with, and especially if you're doing one of those cash for guzzler things, maybe some of these might work for you. Because if you could get $4,500 off of one of your cash for guzzlers, you're looking at spending only, you know, what, $6,000 on a car, on a Hyundai Ascent. So,
yeah, and this is available in a whole variety of trim levels. There's a three-door and a four-door, and, of course, it's a four-cylinder engine, 110 horsepower, 106 pound-feet of torque.
All of them get over, you know, like over 25 miles to the gallon in the city, over 30 miles to the gallon in the highway. So you're looking at great vehicles that are low in cost. None of them are going to have, there's only one that has over 150 horsepower. All of them are front-wheel drive except for the Smart 4.2. And that, but that only has 70 horsepower. So, you know, if you don't mind driving a realistic commuter car, one of these could work for you.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of these other offerings here at under $15,000. Let's talk about the Versa from Nissan. I drove that one once as a rental car. It's got the CVT transmission. And we're talking 122 horsepower, 127 pound-feet of torque. I know Todd Lasseter from Motor Trend called it the IKEA of motoring. I don't know why, but that's what he calls it, the IKEA, the starter car, I guess, for folks. But
The Nissan Versa, I like it, and Nissan does well with their CVT. You know, so if you actually want a vehicle, they range anywhere from $9,990 to $14,110, all under $15,000. You can get either a four-door or a five-door hatchback.
Not bad at all. Let's talk about the Rhea from Kia. This is also a very inexpensive offering, and a whole slew of different varieties of this vehicle, many different trim levels.
Once again, four-door sedans, five-door hatchbacks. You're getting 27 in the city, 33 in the highway. If it's an automatic, you're getting 26 and 35. Every single one of them, there's two, four, six, eight different Kia Rios that you could get, all under $15,000.
From Chevrolet comes the Aveo, and this is, of course, front-wheel drive vehicle, small 1.6-liter engine, but some pretty good fuel economy there, Luann.
And I would look at this vehicle, if you're interested at all in an Aveo and you want as close to invoice as you can get, the Aveo and the Pontiac G6 will be the two that you should look at. I think the Aveo has 400 days supplies of Aveos, and the Pontiac G6 has something like 300 days supply. Both under $15,000. lots of supply. You can go in and make a great deal. Don't try and go under invoice, but certainly go somewhere between invoice and MSRP.
As you mentioned, the only rear-wheel drive vehicle here is the Smart 4.2, and I do see them around. I mean, not in droves, but they have sold. I have a feeling they're a third and fourth car in a lot of affluent families. Kind of a little bit of a fashion statement here. I've never driven one, Luann. What's it like?
I like it. It's a good little car. It's a great urban car. It gets 71 horsepower and 68 pound-foot of torque, so you've got a good mating with the engine. It's Mercedes. Backed Mercedes. Gets 33 in the city and 41 in the highway. It's would I want it in the heavy crosswind? I don't think so. But, you know, it's a great little urban car. And once again, for under $15,000, you can get a vehicle that will suit all of your needs for the city.
And then we move up to the Toyota Yaris, which is available in many different guises and many different trim levels. Certainly you can't argue with the Toyota quality. I've never been a fan of the looks of this vehicle, but certainly great fuel economy.
Right, and you've got something like 21 different vehicles that you can get under $15,000. You know, that's what's amazing is people don't realize just how many different trim levels there are in these vehicles. And it starts at a little over $12,000 and ends $14,825. And, you know, the Yaris, do I like the design? It's, you know, it's sort of the Toyota Yaris, Pontiac vibe kind of thing. And the Toyota Yaris has done better than the Pontiac vibe. I think it's because of the Toyota moniker.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the same thing.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some Kias and Suzukis and invite your calls. And don't forget, we got the trivia out there. What year did Jaguar introduce the XJ?
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. The music is from Brian Setzer there from the Stray Cats fame. We've got a trivia question out there for the taking. We've had a number of guesses, 66, no, 64, no, 63, no, 62, no, 61, no. The year that Jaguar introduced the original XJ, this past week they introduced the new one for 2010, the all-new reskinned XJ. We're chatting with Lou Ann Hammond, the CEO of CarList.com, about her cover story on her website right now, which is about cars under $15,000. And with this cash for clunkers incentive out there, there's lots of bargains to be had. Let's talk about some of the other offerings on the list here. We've got the 2009 Kia Spectra, and understand they're making lots of deals on that vehicle.
This is a cute little car. It's a front-wheel drive, once again. This one only will come in four-door sedan under $15,000, even though I put five-door hatchback. I don't know why.
But yeah.
It's 24-city, 32-highway, but it is a four-door sedan, full four-passenger, and that makes a huge difference.
The Suzuki SX4 is also a great value, and this vehicle has lots of bells and whistles, including, I believe, standard navigation.
Is that right? I think you're right, Bob. I completely forgot about that. Yeah. And 31 highway, 31 miles to the gallon on highway. So if you're a big commuter, always look for the big number that you're commuting on the highway for.
I was interviewing Michael Sprague from Kia a couple of weeks back, and we were talking about some of the present as well as future vehicles, and I like the Kia Soul. I have never been a fan, to be honest, of the XBs from Scion nor the Honda Element, but there's something about the Soul that I don't mind. I don't know if it's the pulsing speakers or what it is. There's just something about it. It's just cute.
I think it's the design, because you look at the Kia Soul and you look at the Mercedes, what is it, S55?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have quite a bit of design that's kind of uplifting. The cues, the positioning of the straights go towards the sky, and it gives it a sort of an uplifting design, and I just find it to make it look more aerodynamic. Of course, the Mercedes costs a bit more, and it has roof racks. The Kia Soul does not have a roof rack, and in fact, you would almost have to drill holes in it. It's flat, and there's no way to put a roof rack on it unless you sort of drill holes or something in it. But it's a great vehicle. My neighbors who go outdoor activities every other day, they're endurance runners and stuff like that, you know, triathletes, they loved the vehicle.
Yeah, it's got a great interior for the money, too. I mean, very well executed.
Yep.
And then the Forte, which is their latest vehicle. This is the most powerful vehicle here, under $15,000 with 156 horsepower. And this is the four-door sedan. They're going to have a coupe with a K, which is going to come out in August. But this one...
That won't be under $15,000.
No, that's a looker. But nevertheless, this Forte packs a lot of standard equipment. I believe it's got satellite radio standard and a number of other bells and whistles, Bluetooth, all that stuff. So good value.
Yeah, and let me just tell you, there's one that's four-door sedan that's $13,695. The other is a four-door sedan, $14,695, and it has Bluetooth standard. I'm driving a Porsche Cayenne GTS right now. Their Bluetooth is $700 extra. But are you kidding me? That's half the price of a Kia Forte.
I know. I'm not surprised. Porsche loves to tack on those options.
Bob, its base is $71,000. It tops out now. The car I'm driving is $90,000. I'm like, what?
I know. I've seen it with so many Porsches. I mean, they'll cover anything with leather, you know, and for the money. If you want a leather covered what have you, they'll do it for you, but you'll pay for it in droves.
The red paint is $3,100. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know that they get away with it. The most profitable car company in the world, at least for now, is Porsche.
Let me just go back to this, because you were talking about Michael Sprague and Kia. Well, I was talking to Michael Sprague the other day, and I asked him, I said, you and Subaru have no electric cars, you have no diesel, you have no hybrids, yet the both of you are doing the best in this economy right now. Subaru had, what, they were up 3.4% last year or something, and Kia.
Great values.
Yeah, well, and you say, why? And certainly Subaru, they're just on heart and lung. They just beat simultaneously with everything. Their customer loyalty, their customer satisfaction, the dealerships are all in sync. Everything is working, you know, for them. But I find it very interesting that those two companies have such high sales right now when everyone else is down.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. From Nissan comes their latest, the very boxy Cube, for those who like that style, certainly a good value.
So in your voice, I'm hearing that the Cube is more like the Scion?
Yeah, I'd take the Soul over either one of those any day.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you.
Definitely.
And the prices are about the same between the Cube and the Soul. And the miles per gallon are a couple more per mile on the Kia Soul. So if you're looking for miles per gallon, look at the Kia Soul.
Also from Hyundai comes the Elantra, and this is another vehicle that I know lots of dealers are pushing, especially right about now. So in addition to having a low sticker price, there's probably bargains to be had, I should say, on this vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was talking to you about the Pontiac. I said G6. It's actually the G3 that has, and I think 300-day supply. So if you're looking for a great five-door hatchback Pontiac G3, go look, because somewhere between invoice and MSRP, you're going to get a great deal.
Definitely. And with Pontiac going away, you're definitely going to get a good deal.
Right.
Mitsubishi brings forth the Lancer. And certainly a stylish design on this vehicle, and 152 horsepower, not too shabby.
Oh, that's two. I forgot that the Lancer has 152 horsepower. Yes, and, you know, I saw that the other day on the road, and I looked twice, and I said, is that a Lancer? Gosh, it's a good design.
Yeah.
So don't forget the Lancer.
From Scion comes the XD.
And the one you've been trashing all this time.
I'm just not a fan of that vehicle, but some people love it. See, and it seems to attract some various demographics. You know, you see young kids in it, and you see older folks in it as well.
Yeah, well, they know that Scion is a Toyota, and they know that Toyota has a reliability factor, and they know that this is under, there are three different five-door hatchback trim levels that you can get under $15,000.
Not bad. Definitely a great value. And one of my favorites here on the list, I'd have to say, is the Mazda 3 for 2009. All new design and great interior and great value for the money.
And it squeaks in just under 150 horsepower. 148 horsepower, 135 pound-foot of torque.
And they do it right, both interior and exterior styling-wise. The Honda Fit for 2009, also under $15,000.
Yeah.
Some people love that car. I'm not a big fan of that one either, but I know a lot of younger folks that just absolutely adore it.
You know, the interesting part is that when I drove this, and I think we were driving pre-production vehicles, the manual, I didn't like it as much as I like the automatic, and usually that's not the case. I usually love a manual and the feel of the manual, but this one, I like the automatic better.
And
interestingly enough, the manual's the one on sale for under $15,000.
Oh, that's funny. From Chevrolet comes the Cobalt, and since my aged Corvette has been in the shop more than home, I had a Cobalt rental car for a while, and yeah, definitely very good fuel economy on that vehicle. And this one's over 155 horsepower as well, 155.
No, I really blew it. I better change that before somebody looks at it. And you probably got one of these vehicles, the one that's under $15,000.
Oh,
it's a two-door, two-four sedan.
Yeah, I got the sedan. And, I mean, for the money, not bad. Certainly, you know, all these are great values under $15,000. Log on to carlist.com. Read it and check it out. There'll be a quiz later. Luann, thank you very much for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. We're going to hold a trivia question over into hour number two. And the trivia question is, once again, the year the XJ came on the scene. This is Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.